What's the question?
To be envious to one's own self, what that means?
Well, envy means that you're jealous of what other people have. Terms of assets, whether they're material assets or spiritual assets. So we're also envious of our own self, because we have this material body, and by identifying with this material body, we want to enjoy the same assets and facilities of the spiritual body. In other words, wanting to enjoy in the material body means that you're envious of your soul, because you can't. Only in the spiritual body can you actually enjoy when you serve Krishna. So that means that one's actually envious of one's own self. And that's what propels material life forward, that you think that Ishvaraham, I'm going to enjoy in this body. Whereas actually enjoyment, happiness are only possible on the spiritual platform, but we want to do it on the material platform. It's something that we're not, because we're not this body. But still, we're falsely identifying, therefore, we're considered that we're envious of ourselves. And then Krishna says, envious of the Supreme Lord within our hearts. Envious of Him is even more clear, because of this whole idea that yes, we want to enjoy. I want to be the Lord.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is enough just the self-realization to clarify this ending for some other efforts and some other knowledge has to be achieved.
How to get free from the envy?
Yeah.
Well, giving up the idea that I'm going to that this material body is meant for enjoyment. So the idea of taking sannyas is that someone is serving everybody else. He's given up the idea that he's going to serve himself. So when we become Krishna conscious, then that tendency for all of these bad habits, whatever they may be, then they gradually dissolve. Literally, they dissolve. Ishvaraham aham bhogi siddhoham paravam sukhi. Listen to, of course, I'm not quite sure where this one.
there is now opposition. And some of the politicians, their opinion that this culture, Hare Krishna movement, is spreading like epidemic. And if you do not check, in 10 years' time, they will take the government.
America?
Yeah. But there is possibility, because these young men, they are taking. So, everywhere, revolution takes place, hence. So, under the circumstances, we should now make combined effort that it Asallabhi, this body is not permanent. So, but I am speaking of this culture.
Culture, yes.
It's
in the
film.
Rock
and
roll.
One
New York.
This is from New York.
This is
from New York. It's
all over
America.
All over the world.
So, we offer our sincere congratulations.
17 lakhs copies of our literature sold in one week.
So what is the daily income here? They would be interested to know the daily income from your own daily income for the book sale.
Book sale. 5 to 6 lakhs.
Per day.
You can just imagine from the sales.
Yeah. How many people it must be going? This magazine is hardly $1. In America is one rupee.
This is documentary, and the Europeans are not fools and Russians, that they are interested in purchasing other religious books, not their Bible. You see? So it has got very great potential. So under the circumstances, we should now make combined effort that it can be pushed on more organized. I am doing that alone. With the help of this, no Indian secretary. This is the difficult.
With all due respect, many Indians are trying to do things in their own villages, say, or in their own districts.
Nobody.
Well, I mean, I've been to Bharatpur recently, about 5,200 beds were there for Netriya, for the eyes operation.
I know. 30,000. That I know. But I am speaking of this culture.
Culture, yes. See, there is a physical aid one is giving. You are means karma part, somebody is taking care of. One cannot see, bhakti and...
But one thing is that we are preaching Bhagavad Gita as it is. In Bhagavad Gita, there is no such statement that you take care of the eyes of the people. There is no such statement. That is your manufacture. But we are preaching Bhagavad Gita as it is. That is the difference. Our preaching is that instead of giving relief to the eyes, giving relief in such a way that he hasn't got to accept anymore this body with eyes. You cannot make a solution of the problem. Somebody is taking care of the eyes, somebody is taking care of the finger, somebody of the hair, somebody of another genital, and so on and so on. This will not solve the problem. The problem is, as it is, said in the world, Janma Mittu Jarabhyadi Dukkha Dukkhan. This is intelligence. As soon as you take birth, then you will have eyes, you will have eye trouble, begging. Janma-mittu, jara-bhyadi. If you accept Janma-mittu, then between Janma-mittu, there is bhyadi and jara. You have to accept. You may give some relief, but you have to accept. That is not solution. The solution is how to stop this Janma-mittu, jara. That is bigger solution. So you are giving that thing. There will be no more eyes trouble. The main disease, suppose one man is diseased, so sometimes feeling headache sometimes, eye ache sometimes, finger ache, and you are applying some medicine. That is not the solution. The solution is that this man is suffering from this disease of fear. So, Bhagavad Gita is meant for that purpose. Taktadiham punarjanma naiti. And as soon as you accept one, please the sadhu mante jatva atmanayam asannapi kleshadayasudeva. Asannapi, this body is not permanent. So, because the body is not permanent, the disease also not permanent. So, Krishna's advice is, tang dhidhikka sravaya. Matras parshastra kondriya siddhasna sukha dukkada. You make the solution, that is the greatest solution, that how to stop. But that they do not know that this can be stopped. They are simply busy with the temporary problems. And they are taking it very great. What is great? Suppose if you have got a boil here, simply by temporary, you will cure. There must be a surgical operation. Get out of the pus. So, this movement is for that purpose. It is not for this temporary jara vyadhi. That is online. But Krishna says, if we take Krishna's advice, Bhagavad Gita, that is the problem. If there is little trouble, tāna-siddhi karsavāra. Real problem is that Janamitra Jaravati try to stop it. That is intelligence. Taktadriyam punarjanmanayati māmiti. That is culture, that is education. Not to be very much bothered with the temporary. That is not that. Very intelligent. Give them this culture, this consciousness. So we have got this body. So now we have got this body, you may give relief to the eyes, but another trouble will come. It is not guaranteed that by giving them relief to the eyes, he gets relief from all kinds of things. That is going on. So give relief, and for the real relief, how to stop. That is our Vedic civilization. That you should not become father, you should not become mother. If you cannot give protection to your children from the cycle of birth and death, pita na sasya, janani na sasya, namo chayeda, samopetam, this is real problem. Real culture is that this child has come to me, so we shall train him in such a way that no more accepting body. Because as soon as we accept body, this is very difficult subject matter of course to understand. But Bhagavad Gita teaches people forget this problem. Janamitya-jarabhyadhi. Krishna personally comes to teach them that this is your problem.
Guruji, just now the problem is of starvation of spiritual life.
Suppose you are diseased and if your father does not give you to eat, that is your blessing. Now, why you are complaining? Suppose your father, he gives you everything. But when you are diseased, if you say, my dear son, you cannot eat anything. Is that starvation? Now, first of all, give me answer. Is that starvation? This is cure. This is cure. The Vedajiti say, Nitya Nityanam Chetanam Chetananam Ego to Bhunan Vidadadika. God is giving food to the cats and dogs. Nobody is starving. If you are starving, that is your blessing.
We do not suppose
that this is the fence of the Shastra. That is our disease. We don't manufacture. We don't manufacture anything. Our point of view is, if there is starvation, then we take it mercy of Krishna. Tattena kampasu samukshamana vijnanahi vapakritam vipam. When they are put into starvation, we take it blessings of God. We don't complain that I did something wrong or there is something wrong. So God has put me into this position. It is His blessing. This is our view.
Sir, Guruji, my father mentioned about this very beautiful picture just about your
head. Yeah.
You are saying it is one of the best pictures we've seen of Krishna and Arjuna. And you indicated that there may be a card or something.
Yes, I have that.
Oh, right. You want the picture? I can give you one.
You have got card?
Yeah, I thought of the big one. Right?
Yes.
Because you don't have.
He's asking for a card.
Yeah. I have been asked that he wants to keep
it. I have given that picture in my Bhagavad Gita.
Yes, that not going to be there.
You have it all different languages. This is Chinese.
We're just showing that we are placing the Bhagavad Gita in all that.
This is German.
Oh,
yes,
you're German. So, this starvation point, you take it as blessing.
No, this is
nothing.
That's
not. People generally question how God is unfavorable to somebody, unfavorable. That is foolishness. God is good. But that we do not know. Because we are less intelligent, we think that one man is in salvation, therefore God is not good. That is our fault. We are not good. We do not understand God. But the Vaishnava said, oh, it is blessed. And if it takes like that, then the result is mukti pade sadaya bha. His mukti is guaranteed. In any circumstances, if somebody takes God as good, then his mukti is guaranteed. And if he blames God, oh, he has put me into tarvesha, then he has to suffer.
Okay.